And we're back with Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I want to welcome to the show Rob DeWalt. Rob is a regular on the show, but he is has a new gig that you might not have heard about. Rob is now senior editor at New Mexico Magazine. Hi, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm muddling through the first hours of the day. I've got, like, supersized coffee. I think I'm going to be okay.
Great. And it's good coffee here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Sure.
How's your new gig at New Mexico?
It's doing marvelous, you know. It's a hit the ground running kind of situation, which is just the way journalism works. And I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
Good. You got a good team over there.
We do. We have a really great team. It's a really small town, too. I was at Maria's for dinner last night and ran into the nephew of a former photographer of New Mexico Magazine. So, very small town.
Santa Fe for
you. In that respect, yeah.
And yet, when it comes to arts, which we will be speaking of, it seems like a bigger town.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have to say that Currents is my favorite new media festival anywhere. And the fact that it's right here in Santa Fe is doubly impressive. You know, the New Mexico Tourism Department just really vehemently supports this this particular event. And the festival, it's a feast for the eyes, but it's also a feast for the mind. And it was a great sort of interview with those folks you did there. That was marvelous.
Thank you.
I picked up a catalog, and I'll be trolling my way through everything as much as I can.
2 weeks of it. There's a lot.
June 14th to the 30th. Yeah, it's a lot. It's up for a while. Meander through the rail yard and get lost.
Absolutely.
In there.
Tonight, too. I love that there's something going on at night outside that goes pretty late.
Right. And we have, what do we have? We have Father's Day this weekend, correct?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know, but I better get move on.
It's Father's Day I believe it's the, it's the 6th.
You're right. You are right.
It's the
16th. No, you're right. Sorry, Dad. That's why I'm a little worried about it, but I think you're correct.
The reason I know this is that a colleague of mine is on the organizing board for Motorado, which is this wonderful sort of motorcycle club, and it's a classic motorcycle show. And on Father's Day, out at La Tienda in El Dorado, from I believe it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they are going to have this wonderful motorcycle show. I believe. All the classic motorcycles that are going to be on exhibit are sort of mid 80s. So there's going to be a lot of old bikes there. There's going to be some a riding demo by the Moto Police at 12:30. The great thing about this event, though, is they have a lot of sponsors this year, which is awesome. But last year, the event raised $1,500 for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Ah, one of our favorite causes.
Exactly. And this year, they are donating again all of the proceeds to that shelter and Humane Society. So there's going to be over about 100 classic motorcycles. And last year, they had about 1,500 attendees, and they're hoping to sort of pump that up this year. So
it's a pretty big festival.
If you're into motorcycles or your kids are into motorcycles and you want to have a good time and support the Animal Shelter of Santa Fe, head out to La Tienda in El Dorado on Sunday, June 16th between 10 and 2.
Very nice.
Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
It was, but worth handling.
Yes. I love bikes, so.
Do you have one yourself?
I don't. My mother would kill me. My partner used to have one, and then he realized we lived in Pecos, and he realized how dangerous it was, and he was like, no,
that drive.
We're going to get rid of it. Yeah.
Here's another activity going on in the rail yard that looks very interesting this weekend. It's Project in Motion, an aerial dance company, will be performing an aerial dance event called The Palace at Night. Project in Motion is an aerial dance company based in southern New Mexico with strong roots in Indiana. Which might be an aerial dance hotspot, too. This performance is at the Rail Yard June 14th and 15th. In the Rail Yard, so it might even be part of Currents. I don't know that.
I don't know if it's part of Currents, but.
All performances begin at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available at
982-8309. Cool.
Yes.
This is also the week. This weekend is also the Fantasy Festival.
That's right.
Did we speak about this?
Not today. I think Cindy Kahn was on yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
But tell us again because it's really worth knowing about.
I'll just run through it real quick. They opened. They renovated the skate plaza into Vargas Park, and they also did some renovations to the park itself. And so from 3 to 11 on Saturday, which is tomorrow, if no one has a calendar, there's going to be this great Fantasy Festival presented by Creative Santa Fe and a bunch of community collaborators. And you know, they all got together, and there's going to be performances by NDI, National Dance Institute of New Mexico, and Santa Fe Opera Apprentices, and all kinds of really cool bands like As and We, which is one of my favorite local bands. Okay, and that's 3 to 11 p.m., and there's all kinds of, you know, things. You can go to Creative Santa Fe's website and find out more about this festival, and there's a schedule up there. It's got the sort of list of all the events and the times, and they have some fun sort of tie-ins with local businesses in and around that area. So that's going to be a cool outdoor activity, weather permitting or not. It's just going to go on.
I think Santa Fans will be outside this weekend even if it rains, because it's so nice to see that moisture.
I know. I sat on my porch last night and actually forced myself to go to bed so I could fall asleep to the rain.
It was very nice.
That's how you know you're living in New Mexico, is when you go to sleep so you can hear the rain.
I think you've probably heard about this one. There's a big concert this weekend. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell will be playing at the Downs. Opening for them is Sarah Jarosz, who is also supposed to be fantastic. And the good news for our listeners is we are going to give away a free pair of tickets to our first caller. Let me say that this concert starts June 15th at 7 o'clock. You can bring blankets and lawn chairs. No outside food or drink, but it's your chance to hear Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, who have collaborated recently and, of course, have a huge fan base. I think it should be a pretty great concert. Again, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the first caller. Please call 428-1382 and tell them you're interested, and you got it.
Sweet. Free tickets.
Free tickets to the Downs, we don't often have concerts at the Downs.
No, we used to. There used to be a music festival out there. I think it lasted for 1 or 2 years, and it's been sort of dry out there in terms of music. So that's a wonderful venue for seeing music, actually. Yes. Colorblind Poet, Daniel Murphy of Colorblind Poet, is going to be performing at the Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard tonight at 5:30 p.m., and there's no cover for that. And that's going to be a great show.
He is colorblind? No.
He's from a band called Colorblind Poet.
There you go. That's how hip I am. That's right there.
And happy birthday, Eli Levin, right?
Happy birthday.
He's having a 75th celebration and an exhibition of intaglio prints and paintings. There's a reception tonight it opens at 5 tonight, and it's up through July 7th. But if you want to go to the reception tonight, head over to Argo's studio at 1211 Louisa Street and check out Eli's intaglio prints and paintings, and wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Another opening tonight is a new work by Santa Fe's Theater Works. The new piece is called Miss Jarosz. Am I pronouncing that right? And it will be opening tonight at the James A. Little Theater, and running through June 23rd. There are performances throughout the next 10 days or so. The play is a colorful, romantic work that's brimming with theatricality, that's a good word, and surprises from start to finish. It is written by Miguel de Gellerode, and again, it's by Santa Fe's Theater Works. For more information, you can call 505-471-1799.
Yeah, marvelous. I love Neil Simon, but I love even more Robert Knott, my old colleague over at Pasa Tiempo. And he's going to be in Neil Simon's Chapter 2, along with another of the few other wonderful actors. It's being put on by Thirsty Brush Productions and Santa Fe Playhouse. There's an opening gala at 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Playhouse over there on East of Vargas Street, just steps from my new office. And you can get tickets by going to santafeplayhouse.org. Let's see. It runs June 14th and then June 15th and June 20th and June 16th. And continues Thursdays and Sundays through June. So go to Santa Fe Playhouse website. I'm sure you can find a fuller schedule than what I just gave you. But it's going to be a great play, and I'm going to go and support my old friend Robert. And I don't know, do you like Neil Simon?
I do. I haven't seen any of his work in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too. So I'm looking forward to that.
This sounds like a good one.
Absolutely. I did want to mention real fast. I'm not sure if the folks from Currents mentioned this, but Warehouse 21 uh-huh. is doing this wonderful thing called Illuminated Warehouse. And it's tied into Currents' new media festival. It's Molly Bradbury and a group of folks calling themselves Vocabulary, which is actually Jason Goodyear, Mara Leader, and Tim Hackett. And they're going to be doing this wonderful sort of audio-visual experience. It's a tie-in, but it's at the Teen and Art Center over there, and it's free.
It's free again. It's almost hard to cover all these cool free events this weekend.
I know. You got to go out and find a catalog of all the events because it's crazy. There's a schedule inside, this Warehouse 21 is a pretty cool space. They're going to provide chairs, so if your knees get weak from walking around a rail yard,
they just might.
Yeah, you can just plop yourself down and take a load off.
It's not free, but it's very affordable, are some events at the Lensic this weekend. It's Big
yes.
Screen Classics 80s Comedy Weekend at the Lensic.
Yay!
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off is tonight. The movie with Matthew Broderick. And tomorrow night is Back to the Future night.
Wow.
So two great 80s comedy. Both started at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. at the Lensic tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are available at 988-1234 or ticketsantafe.org.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Ferris Bueller or Back to the Future?
I was like really angry at my partner because I knew this event was happening. And he came home. He went out and bought like a DVD of Ferris Bueller's Day Off in a bargain bin. I said, that's a movie that you watched like 10 times when it first came out. And then you watch it maybe once a year to remember why it's so good. I said, we should have gone to the theater. So we're still going to go.
Oh, good. But and it's always fun to see it in a crowd. Like I saw The Big Lebowski last year at the Lensic or the year before, and it's just more fun once in a while.
Yeah, that whole twist and shout parade scene, it tends to get people a little up and out of their seats anyway.
Twisting and shouting.
And it's got a lot of one-liners. It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show of the 80s, for hip kids, I guess. God, I can't believe I just said that. I'm getting old.
You're not so old. But the great John Hughes film tonight, come and see it and come back tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, Rob, have you read Ulysses, and how many times?
I've read Ulysses once in high school because I was forced to.
I didn't think you'd say more than once.
Yeah.
But that would be quite a feat. Well, it's Bloomsday coming up on Sunday, June 16th. Ulysses is set on June 16th, 1904. So every year, James Joyce fans celebrate Bloomsday. And this year you can celebrate it, if you are interested, at the New Mexico History Museum. We'll have Professor James Heffernan giving a free in-depth talk on Leopold Bloom, the hero of James Joyce's Ulysses, to commemorate Bloomsday. That's at 3 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum. Also on Sunday from 9 to 1, and again right after the lecture, the museum will be playing an audio recording of Ulysses with books available for visitors to read along. I don't know if they're presenting the entire recording, the entire book, but you could at least stay for part of it. Again, this is at the New Mexico History Museum.
At the New Mexico History Museum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Downtown, and their website is, I believe, newmexicohistorymuseum.org.
Yeah. I am torn at this point, I'm sorry to say, because tonight is also Summer Brew 2013.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. Who wants to drink beer for 5 hours? Don't answer that question out loud. From 4 to 9 p.m. at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion, tonight is Summer Brew 2013. It's put on by the New Mexico Brewers Guild and various partners and stuff. It's a great tasting event. Tickets are available at holdmyticket.com. Chris Goblet, who runs the sort of that organization, is a marvelous promoter of New Mexico breweries, and he really knows how to assemble a tasting event. And it's at the farmers market, which is in the rail yard, so there's lots of activity in that area going on this weekend.
I'm really so
happy that there's so much more activity going on there this year than last year.
During the whole summer, you mean?
During the whole summer, yeah.
You're right.
I mean, we've
concerts,
got this.
Movies.
Santa Fe Pride is sneaking up on us. There's all kinds of things happening in the rail yard. I think it's fantastic.
It's coming together.
Yeah. I wanted to mention real quick that Destiny Allison Fine Art in El Dorado is having an opening. Monica Caden has an installation. And Irina Thomas has some lino-cut prints. And there's a reception on Saturday, as well as a panel discussion from 5 to 7 p.m. And that is in that is also in El Dorado, Destiny Allison Fine Art. And a fine gallery and a fine... I love Monica Caden's work. So wanted to get that in there.
I'm not familiar with it, but I trust you, Rob.
Trust me.
Here's an Albuquerque event that I think a lot of Santa Feans might be interested in. Ama, who I believe they call the Hugging Saint,
uh-huh.
Ama, the renowned humanitarian from India, will visit Albuquerque on June 17th and 20th. There will be free public programs on both those days throughout the day, and this is at the Marriott Pyramid North, a.k.a. the Pyramid Hotel that you can see off I-25. I know Ama's very popular, and there will be a big turnout, but if you'd like more information, you can call 512-694-4375, or you can call the Marriott, or you can visit, this is probably your best bet, visit amma.org, that's amma.org.
amma.org.
Have you ever been hugged by Ama?
I have not.
I have not either, but I hear it, in all seriousness, I hear it can be a transformative experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, I want to talk about one other out-of-town event this weekend. It's the Red River Fine Art and Wine Festival.
In Red River,
yeah.
I take it.
I couldn't just leave wine hanging, you know. We did the beer thing. We got to
right.
go to the wine thing. Fine Art and Wine Festival is going to be auctions, a fine art show, tastings, live music. It's in Brandenburg Park in Red River. It's not that far from here, folks, really. Red River Fine Art and Wine Festival.com for more information on that.
Why you'd want to leave Santa Fe this weekend when there's so much going on, I don't know. But you might. It might be
yeah.
cooler up there, and it seems
Take
could
a drive.
Be a really nice road
Take
trip.
Take a road trip, yeah. That's what I say. Take a road trip. What else is going on? Let's see.
If you're a rock fan, you might want to head to Sandia Resort and Casino this weekend for the Tedeschi Trucks Band and Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. They will be playing. It's a benefit concert. And it's at Sandia Resort and Casino. Tickets are at Ticketmaster.com. Just thought I'd throw that one in there.
We don't want to leave out our lovely plaza. This weekend is also the 35th annual Challenge New Mexico Arts and Crafts Festival. And it works by more than 200 artists on the plaza. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Let me see if that event is actually happening on Sunday. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, which organization
the,
is this one?
It's the 35th annual Challenge New Mexico Arts and Crafts Festival.
Nice.
So it's from 9 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. And that's going to be, wow, that's a lot of artists, 200. So
the plaza is going to be packed.
Plaza is going to be packed. The rail yard is going to be packed. There's going to be lots of things to do.
And it's supposed to be a little cooler this weekend, I think.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it's what did we get? Like maybe 10 minutes of rain or 20 minutes of rain last night? And I woke up this morning, and the moisture had expanded my bathroom door so much that it won't shut.
Already?
Yeah.
I wonder how much we got. I think maybe a quarter inch, maybe not even that much. I don't know. But
no, it was very little. But I'll take it.
I will, too.
I'll take it. I don't have a cat or a dog of the week this week. But, you know, I do want to mention the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is always looking for adoptive families, you know. Go in there, kitties, bunnies, puppies.
Especially at summertime, your kids might be home and have time to play with the new pet.
Yeah, absolutely. And socialize with it and train it.
Train it. There's that, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's music on the hill season again. I think it's every Wednesday at St. John's College. There's an outdoor concert. It's a really popular, fun series. It kicked off this past week with Faith Amore, who is a jazz vocalist, but also a teacher at, I believe it's Carlos Gilbert. Well, this week, on June 19th, we've got Santa Fe Great Big Jazz Band with vocalist Joan Kessler. That should be a good one at St. John's College on the Hill. Concerts begin at 6. They run from 6 to 8. You can bring food. You can buy food there. It's It's a great way to get outside, meet new people, and enjoy music under the stars. I guess under the sunshine. It's still light by 8 o'clock these days. For more information on the Music on the Hill series at St. John's College, visit stjohnscollege.edu. Please.
Sweet. Something for the kids. This is talk about road trips. Ride the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad train with Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas is coming to town.
Thomas is coming to town, baby. I believe this is the line that goes from Antonito, New Mexico, up to Colorado, and then
beautiful,
back.
Beautiful country.
And as far as I know, kids 12 or under, or kids under 12, ride for nothing. But this might be a special ride that they do have to pay for. I'm not sure. Don't
because Thomas
that.
Is there, and they have to pay for his, you know, his agent and
yeah,
the rest of it.
That's
all
true.
His
makeup
appearance fees.
And
yeah.
hair, and it's really expensive. So June 15th and 16th, and June 21st through the 23rd. And you can call 888-286-2737 for ticket prices and details. Thomas, yay.
You know, we'll talk more about this one next week, but I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. Santa Fe Bandstand summer season starts on the 21st, which
yes.
is next Friday. So you might want to go to santafebandstand.org and just check out this summer schedule. It's varied. There's bound to be someone you like. They've got local bands. They've got bands from out of town. SantaFeBandstand.org. Just another really great summer in Santa Fe activity. You know summer's here
yeah.
when the plaza starts rocking.
And Outside In Productions has a great new website for the series.
Do they?
It's really easy to navigate. There's sort of band bios, you know, real quick blurbs to give you sort of a flavor of what the music is. And it's a lot easier to navigate. It's fun. It's easier to plan your day that way.
It is, yeah. right, because they have noon concerts as well as evening concerts,
yeah.
correct?
Uh-huh. And I believe there's a printable schedule, and I think it's in PDF form. You can just print it out, throw it in your car, and you're done.
And be ready.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What else is... Oh, what do we go? On Saturday, we have Son Como Son.
Son Como Son?
Salsa band, free, well, Mary Charlotte would kill me if I didn't mention this.
Yes.
Salsa band, free dance lessons, 8:15 to 9 p.m., music follows, in, guess what, El Dorado at the La Tienda Performance Space. And that's from 8:15 to 9 p.m. is the lessons, and then following is the dance. And I'm sure people just dance late into the evening there. So
me
that's
too.
Gonna be fun.
So another hot spot this weekend is El Dorado.
Yes. Gosh, there's so much going on. I just can't get it all in. Did we talk about Oliver Prezant's
No, at talk? Collected Works? No, we did not, but maybe we should.
Yes. He's going to be... Oliver Prezant is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra Director, and he's going to be talking about the Santa Fe Opera's mounting of the Grand Duchess of... Geraldstein? I don't know.
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Where's Dorothy when you need her? 10 a.m., Collected Works Bookstore over there on Galisteo Street. And that is 10 a.m. Saturday.
And he is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, is that right, conductor?
Yes. And the Buckaroo Balls this weekend.
The Buckaroo Balls this weekend. And I think it has, does it have a Sleep at the Wheel
performing this Sleep at the Wheel. There's going to be dinner. There's going to be auctions, all kinds of stuff. It's from 6 to 10:30 p.m. out there at Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. You can go to buckarooball.com for ticket information. That's Saturday. Wow. Everything's just sneaking up on me this year.
That's what I was going to say. It just doesn't seem time yet.
I know.
Here's a Father's Day concert. It's a free Father's Day concert by the Santa Fe Concert Band with Greg Heltman, director. The Father's Day concert is on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Federal Courthouse on the green, on the grass at the Federal Courthouse at the corner of Washington Street and Paseo de Peralta. This is free, donations are welcome, and to find out more, you can go to santafeconcertband.org. And this concert is in memory of Peter Russell Foreman. I don't know Mr. Foreman, but
no,
I'm sure you can find out more
right.
about his life if you attend the concert.
If you still can't think of anything to do in Santa Fe this weekend, and by now you probably should be able to find something, New Mexico Magazine's June issue has a great piece by Candelora Versace called 25 Reasons to Love Santa Fe. And we love it so much, we posted an extra 25 on our website. So there's really 50 reasons to love Santa Fe. And I'm sure some of them overlap with what we've spoken about today. But it's a great little piece. And actually, it's not little.
It's long. I've seen it with lots of great pictures.
Yeah, wonderful pictures.
And Candelora is a longtime Santa Fean.
Longtime Santa writer. Fan.
I think we can trust her choices, and I'm sure that the editors on your team helped out a bit, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I saw your boss on TV the other day. I don't even know what program it was, but I caught Dave Herndon, the editor of New Mexico Magazine, and maybe even the publisher.
He's the editor-in-chief.
Okay.
Yes.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
On his TV show, on the TV show he appeared on.
Yeah, I've seen him around on TV. He was on Fox a while back, and he's our fearless leader, and we love him. I got to talk about this. New Mexico Dance Coalition student scholarships. This is sort of a public service announcement. Three scholarships awarded to New Mexico residents ages 8 to adults in the amount of $400. You can go to New Mexico Dance or nmdancecoalition.org for guidelines.
Nice.
And applications are being accepted through July 26th, so mark your calendars.
There is an annual book sale this weekend, something I always like to go to.
Yes.
It's at the New Mexico Museum of Art at 107 West Palace. It's their yearly fundraising book sale. They've got all kinds of new and gently used books, including books on art, photography, architecture, and the Southwest. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, again, annual book sale at New Mexico Museum of Art.
Sweet.
You might stop in.
There are some films opening this weekend, but there's also, on Sunday, the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival presents Hava Nagila, the movie. Q&A and reception with cinematographer Diana Taylor follows the screening, and that's at 4 p.m. over there at the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail. There's going to be a reception. And if you go to santafejff.org, you can find out more information.
Which sounds like it would stand for Jewish Film Festival.
Yeah.
Santa Fe. So you're going to find out a whole lot more information.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of good movies out right now.
I hear our outro music.
Do you hear our outro music? I do too. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Rob DeWalt for being here today. Rob DeWalt from New Mexico Magazine, and I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
And we'll have Candace Walsh next from New Mexico Magazine next week and Rob the following week.
Absolutely. I will be here week after next.
Thanks so much. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafemc. Please stay tuned for the BBC News Hour. It's not the news hour, it's just the news. Please stay tuned for the BBC News, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.